The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
This is the Jackie Jones Challenge. Now here's your host, Jackie Jones.
Hi, this is Jackie Jones, and I am on a new media wave. And this is the guy I've been talking about. If you've listened to the last few shows, Jason Albuff, he's the CEO of JibJabber.com. Check that out. The author of I'm on LinkedIn, Now What? Now What? And the co-author of I'm on Facebook, Now What? Jason, I've been talking about you like we've been friends forever. We've been friends for a little while. But your name, if you listen to my other audios, you're just all over the place with the LinkedIn because it's so hot now.
Well, that's pretty cool. Thank you, Jackie.
No problem. Now, how did you get on LinkedIn?
How did I initially get on, with my own account?
Yeah, I mean, what did you – because I know I've had a LinkedIn account for years. You know,
yeah.
I just kind of was just out there. But now I'm more active on it and my numbers go up regularly type of thing. So did you kind of just come to it that way too?
You know, I was in a job search and I went to these weekly networking meetings. And this one guy that I kind of bonded with, he came in one week and just to say that he got a job. And as we were walking out together, he said, "You got to get on LinkedIn." And I was like, "I don't want to get on another network, you know."
Yeah.
And this was 2 years ago, so it's before the tons of networks that came out. But I got on LinkedIn back then. I had like five connections for a number of months, and it was a lonely, boring place.
Wow. And then?
Well, then I kept reading about it, hearing about it, and hearing some success stories, and I thought, there's something, I'm missing something here. So I started to actually grow my network. I joined a forum, an email forum, which has been powerful. It's called My LinkedIn Power Forum. Have you heard of them?
No, haven't.
So you can go there, mylinkedinpowerforum.com.
Okay.
And they're very active, so it's over 1,000 email messages a month. But that's where you can learn about, post questions, networking, job search, anything. Very, very cool crowd there. And I just started learning from them, and I started to grow my network. And as I started to grow my network and learn really where the values were, I started to get value out of it. So that's kind of my beginnings in LinkedIn.
Okay. Now, yeah, for me, I kind of just was on there, and then I jump on groups every now and then if they are connected to something I'm involved in. And when I went to Blog World Expo this year, I met someone out of Australia who is the forum coordinator or moderator. I'm not sure what the proper name is for LinkedIn bloggers. So I'll get their...
Oh, yeah, Des, right?
Yes, Des. That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Des, you're next. So, you know, it's really a cool world because, like I said, now Des is over there in Australia and, you know, we're here on the continent or whatever you want to call it, and you just get to make these great connections all over the place. So now tell us about JibJabber. How did that come about?
So it's actually JibJabber.
I'm sorry, JibJabber.
Okay. So it's kind of like JibJabber, but it's JibJabber.
Mm-hmm.
And so here I was in my job search during this lonely, boring time on LinkedIn with five connections. And I was getting no results in my job search. So I decided to pull back, figure out what the heck I was doing wrong. And in my research, I realized there's plenty of job boards, more than 40,000. There's plenty of books and advice on networking and job search and resumes and all that stuff. And I didn't have time to go really through all those or hardly any of them. But one thing I realized was there was no tool for a professional to use to manage their transition. And so I basically took the idea of CRM, which is like Salesforce or ACT or Goldmine, and I married it with all of the principles that I learned from the career experts and the networking experts and deliver it to the individual. Whether you're in a transition or not, this is the tool that you could use to manage relationships, target companies, all your career documents, everything that the experts tell you to do for your own career, you can actually do that within JibJabber.
Oh, okay. Because I've been on there, but I didn't really get down into the meat of it. So, okay, I'm going to have to go back and check that out again. But I did read a lot of the information you had on there, and I did find it useful in that manner.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I blog daily usually, and I love it. I'm hooked. I'm a blog junkie.
Now, how did you get started in blogging?
Well, I went to a conference here. I'm in Utah, and it was like, I think it was called the Utah Bloggers Conference, and I thought I was going to be like one of five people.
Mm-hmm.
Walk into the room, there's 130 people. There's a panel of experts who, it's funny because some of them didn't blog and most of them don't blog now.
Wow.
So you know how experts are. But anyways, so I asked a question at the very end of their presentation. I said, so why should I blog? I don't have time and I don't have anything to say, but I do have this new business. And anyways, whatever their answer was, it was enough to make me think. And 3 weeks later, I sat down, I had my strategy of who I was, when I was going to post, you know, all what I hope to accomplish. And it's been huge. I mean, I don't know, within the first year I was mentioned in Career Journal as one of the hot recruiting blogs, which I'm not a recruiting blogger, but, you know, to get a mention in a Wall Street Journal property because of your blog, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. Now, does that group still meet, the Utah bloggers?
Well, that's kind of a funny question. We haven't had the same conference since then, so it's been, I want to say, a year and a half. And I'm not sure if they'll do it again. I don't know.
No,
we do have a bloggers dinner where maybe 10 to 15 of us will get together for dinner the fourth Thursday of every month, and that's a lot of fun. That's a ton of fun, but it's not a formal conference.
Mm-hmm. So how have you seen the world of that new media that they're calling it, or Web 2.0 or social networking? How have you seen it grown since you got started?
Oh, what an interesting question. I'm not sure that I've seen it grow as much as I've seen it change. I mean, obviously, like when I first remember statistics on how many blogs there was like 76 million, and now there's easily over 100 million. And that has a lot to do with the spam blogs, also called splogs.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't put a whole lot of credit into the idea that there's over 100 million real blogs.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a lot of noise out there. I've seen a lot of people that I started blogging with or that started blogging around the same time as I did, they kind of lose their passion, they blog less frequently, they'll skip some months. You know, in the early days, there's this very strong strategy, and then after a while, you know, life and work kind of gets in the way. For me, my blog has been one of my most significant marketing tools, and I continue to blog daily, and it's been huge for me. But I've seen a lot of people kind of come and go. So that's been really interesting. The other thing is, when I first started in, you know, I'm in the career space, and so I was looking for other career professional bloggers, let me rephrase that, career professionals who blog, and I found a bunch of recruiters who did a lot of blogging to one another. They didn't necessarily blog to the candidates or to HR, they blogged to other recruiters, but I didn't find any, or hardly any, I should say, coaches, resume writers, personal branding specialists. Now there's a lot more professionals in those three areas that are blogging.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more information. So I've seen it change like that. But I don't know, how have you seen it change in the last year or so?
Well, you know what? I wasn't even into blogging until I went to Blog World, and I still don't have a blog. I mean, I've set up some of those free ones, but I can't say that I actually put anything on there.
Oh, okay.
And I
want to
ask you, what makes a good blog? What kind of things should a person post about on the blog to make it successful like you found?
So, I mean, you have to understand that I blog. I actually have four blogs. Don't get overwhelmed because on my personal blog, which is jasonalba.com, I don't blog with hardly any frequency. I blog whenever something strikes my fancy, I'll go post it. And I only do it there if it's off-brand for any of my other stuff. I blog daily at jibberjobber.com, and that the entire purpose is to support and market my business, okay?
Right.
And that means different things. Now, in my blog, you're not going to find a lot of posts on here's how to use JibberJobber, here's why to use JibberJobber. I blog about things that people that should use JibberJobber would be interested in. So I blog a lot about networking, personal branding, career management, a little bit about job search, a little bit about, you know, being a good employee or entrepreneurialism or something like that. So I'm blogging about things that are related to the business but not necessarily a hard sale into JibberJobber. On my LinkedIn book and my Facebook book, I have what I call blogs behind the book, and those are essentially it makes the book, the life of the book extend longer, where I can keep updates and stuff on the blog.
Okay.
These all have their own unique, distinct purposes. There's the other kind of blogger, which I call a Cheerio blogger, and these are people who blog about, you know, stuff that I really have no interest in. You know, their cat walked across the bed, they had Cheerios for breakfast, just mm-hmm. really dumb, silly stuff. It's personal, and maybe their family or friends might be interested, mm-hmm. but in my opinion, there's very few Cheerio bloggers that are actually having any success with their blog. I would recommend, you know, to make your blog successful, make sure you know, like I said a few minutes ago, I had to figure out who I was. Mm-hmm. As far as the persona, as the blogger, I had to figure out, am I Jason the unemployed guy, or am I Jason the wildly successful entrepreneur?
Mm-hmm.
And so just figuring that out, just that crafted the rest of the tone and strategy for my blog strategy.
Okay. Now, what other – are you using any other new media tools besides the blogging?
Well, I'm definitely using LinkedIn, and I mean, you know, so I say that, you know, with five connections, LinkedIn's boring and dry, but once you actually get a certain size network, there's some stuff that you can really do to nurture relationships and market what your offering is through LinkedIn. Same thing with Facebook. So I have a Facebook account and a Facebook strategy. I'm pretty active on Twitter. Like today I've probably posted about 5 or 10 tweets.
Wow.
I'll go with, I mean, the tweets are like one sentence long, you know, it's just, mm-hmm. Twitter gets a little closer to like serial blogging
mm-hmm.
because it's more informal and more personal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are what I would say, you know, the new social media things that I participate in. Aside from that, press releases, article distribution, those things are still good and they're powerful. They're very complementary.
Now, with article distribution, do you write your own articles?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, okay. I would like to have somebody write really good articles, but I have a certain tone that I think is kind of unique in the space.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't found anybody to write for me, although, I mean, I would love it if somebody could do it for me. But I just want to make sure that I maintain that authenticity.
Okay, he's putting out a call out there to any of you article writers. Now, you have a strategy for blogging. You do that daily. What's your and then is there a strategy for LinkedIn and
Absolutely.
Facebook and article? Okay, now you're all going to get the book because you have to get the book. So even if he gives you some teasers on this, you still need to get the book. It's a really great resource for you. I'm on LinkedIn, now what? Now, can you just share a little bit of a strategy for LinkedIn that you use?
Yeah, so there's two really important elements with LinkedIn. The first one is that I call LinkedIn a place to find and be found, okay? So
mm-hmm.
when people find you, or whether it's because you have your signature in or your profile address in your signature,
mm-hmm.
or because they're doing a search within LinkedIn, when they find you, you need to leave that really good first impression. I mean, your profile is your marketing material, whether it's for you as a professional or for whatever your offering is. So that's the first thing I would say is go in and flesh out and beef up your profile and make sure that it is something that's going to leave a really good first impression. The other part of my strategy, or I should say another part of my strategy, is LinkedIn Answers. I think Answers is one of the best things that LinkedIn has ever done. Have you ever answered or asked a question on Answers?
I think I've answered, but not as much as I'd like to.
I know people who are using LinkedIn Answers maybe on a weekly, maybe every other week, maybe monthly basis, and they're throwing out questions. Just like I said, I blog on things that are kind of in the periphery of what my core is, you know, with the Jibber Jobber. I would suggest that professionals out there use LinkedIn Answers to craft questions that essentially they can send out to their network, so they're touching their network in a professional way, and people that are outside of their first-degree context, like their second- and third-degree context, are also going to be exposed to these questions. So LinkedIn Answers is it serves the purpose for me in communicating what my offering is and maybe driving interest back to what the offering is in a soft way. I was actually just on a LinkedIn call, and one of the people said, now don't forget there is real big value in actually just asking a question to get an answer, not for marketing purposes. So there's definitely value there, you know, to get real answers, validate your business idea, do market research, et cetera, et cetera. But Answers is very, very powerful.
Okay.
And it makes up most of my LinkedIn strategy.
Oh. Now, what's your Facebook strategy?
So once again, on Facebook, you're going to want to make sure that you have a decent or a beefy profile. Your profile on Facebook is not going to look as resume-ish as the one on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
But you will you'll be able to put in some personal stuff, like maybe pictures of your kids or your dog or, you know, your hobbies or whatever.
Or your cat that eats Cheerios.
You know, honestly, on Facebook, it's totally cool. It's accepted and it's expected to put that personality in. So I'd never do the Cheerio cat thing on LinkedIn,
right?
But I would on Facebook. Not overdo it, but mm-hmm. it wouldn't hurt to have a picture.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you find the business type of demographic on Facebook?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's not the same. So it's interesting that we're going into this because, you know, when we're talking about LinkedIn and Twitter and blogging and articles and Facebook, each of these things have different audiences.
Right.
There's people that read articles or read magazines that don't read blogs or they won't ever go onto Facebook and they have no idea what to do on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. So that's why what I'm doing is this multifaceted marketing approach. In Facebook, it originally was just college students. You had to have a .edu email address to even get an account.
Mm-hmm.
But they opened that up. I want to say it was like a year and a half ago. They opened it up to anybody, right? So I think you have to be 13 or older. But that's when you started. I mean, they already had this huge critical mass of college students, and everybody likes college students because it's Gen Y, right? So the hiring people like them. Marketers love them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have this huge critical mass, and then all of a sudden when they opened it up, you started to get the early adopters and the marketing people and the recruiting people trying to go in and figure out kind of which way's up and which way's down with Facebook. Most of my network, I'm going to guess maybe 99% of my network is not college students. These are working professionals around the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that would make sense why you don't have a MySpace strategy, because then that's just probably the other end of Facebook, way away from LinkedIn.
I have found that for what I offer, MySpace just doesn't make sense. I mean,
right.
I've gone and spoken to 10th graders, and and they just don't get what my message is. I score with people who have been out in the workplace and they've been beat up a little bit. They might have gone through transitions or they've had to fire people. These people understand the severity of managing your own career. And 10th graders, mm-hmm. the MySpace people, if I had something where I was marketing to that demographic, I would absolutely be on MySpace, but I don't. And most mm-hmm. of the people that I work with, career coaches and resume writers, they don't either.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now let's go back talking about a traditional strategy you're using. That is the one of your book.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people – there's different types of people that use books for different reasons, some that just want to have a book to see their name in print, and then people like you, I'm sure, who use a book to as part of your marketing strategy. Is that right?
Absolutely. I did not understand what the book would be for me and my company. I had always said up until I had the book that my blog was the most significant marketing tool that I had, and it was big. I mean, it got me into newspapers and got me a lot of recognition where people would say, well, I'm not in a job search, so I'm not going to use Jibberjobber. And I would, you know, pull my hair out saying it's more than just job search. But my blog was becoming an authority in the space. And so it was huge for me, right, with branding and everything. My book was – I didn't understand the impact of this, but my book was huge. The idea that you are a published author – so now I'm not introduced as CEO. I'm not introduced as a blogger. Especially when I'm talking about like magazines and newspapers or radio, now I'm introduced first as author of, and there's just something credible about having a real book that's in print.
Mm-hmm. I believe it. So tell us, what is that like?
What's it like? It's amazing. I mean, it's pretty cool. I remember when we got the book. I worked downstairs in my basement, and my wife came in with the book behind, it came in the mail, and she put it behind her her back, and she came down and she showed it to me, and it was like unreal holding your work, you know, that's in a published book. It was really cool. It's been amazing. It's been really phenomenal.
Now, how hard is it to write a book?
I have to admit, I love to write, right? So if I didn't love to write, I couldn't blog daily and stuff. And I have, because I blog daily, I get that discipline and I'm honing that skill. When it came time to write my book, I probably spent about a month's worth of time to get my book done. Part of that was because I was comfortable writing. Part of that was because I was totally comfortable with the subject matter. I did do research and I asked questions and I poked around, but for the most part, you know, I pretty much contained that project within a 30-day period.
Hmm. Now, is there an outline you used to develop your book, or was that controlled by your editor or publisher?
No, I should mention, I have a thing called CEO training, where it's CEO of Me Incorporated, and one of my next CEO training webinars is on writing your book, because a lot of people
awesome.
Come up to me afterwards and said, I have a book in me, and I know I want to do it, but I don't know what to do next. So I'm going to go over a lot of this in the CEO training. That's at jibberjobber.com/CEO. But anyways, when I started with my publisher, who's Happy About, which is happyabout.info, I got a contract, and it was a contract, but I had a lot of freedom to do what I wanted to do. So I basically came up with my table of contents, and I put a lot of thought into what the actual table of contents would be and what it wasn't going to be. But from then, with the 9 or so chapters, I was able to just take each one at a time and just drill down on it, you know, very methodically. Yeah, having the table of contents for me is always the first step. With my second book, which was the one on Facebook, I had to do the same thing. Put the table of contents together and wrap my brain around the whole concept of what the book would be.
Okay. So now, when is the training? How long will it be?
Let's see. I don't know.
long is it? Is it a one-day course or is it a multi-day?
It's a 90-minute webinar, actually.
Okay.
And so anybody can get on, and I provide the recordings afterwards. Last month I did the CEO training on blog marketing 201 to 501, which is, okay, you have a blog but nobody's reading it. How can you – what tools and tactics and techniques – and I, for 90 minutes on the webinar, hold your hand through all the tools that I'm using. This month I'm doing hands-on LinkedIn. So April 3rd at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, I'm doing the first one on the book. And then on April 21st at 6 p.m., I'm doing the second one. Once again, you can find that at jibberjobber.com/CEO. And it's 90 minutes, and then I'll reserve another 30 minutes for questions. And it's $49.95, I think. Yeah.
And how many different classes do you do? Because you said you do the blogging, LinkedIn.
Writing your book. I'll do one on Facebook. And then I'm going to do a special one on LinkedIn for companies.
Oh, very nice. Well, Jason, it has been awesome having you today. I know you are super busy. He just jumped off a call and jumped on this call, and he's jumping off to something else. And I appreciate your time, and we'll catch you in that CEO training and get caught up with you some more.
Well, thank you much, Jackie. It's been a pleasure.
And it's me too. Thanks, Jason.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Jackie Jones Challenge. To find out how you can host your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.